Evelyn, with regard to the economy, continuing to improve, if that's what's happening right now, or a double dip or a depression ahead, how do you see the economy?
I had said that there was 1,000 days before the economic engine would really start to take off. And right now we're still on target. I don't feel that there's going to be any lifting as far as Main Street is concerned until the late spring of 2012.
Wow.
That's when some confidence will begin to return. You have 7 million people unemployed. It's going to take years to get that many people back to work. And you have over 6 million and counting foreclosures, homes that are empty. It will take 2 to 3 years just to get those off the books.
But do we have enough hamburger joints to employ that many people?
No, we don't.
I hate to be that flip, but, you know,
see, the glut is
in the old days, Evelyn, when we had, you know, economic boom times, and then, I mean, there's a business cycle, you know, up and down and up and down. I understand that. But in the old days, when we'd be down, a president would come on TV and say, well, the basic American economy is sound. I can't say that anymore. It's not sound. We don't have industry to be employing these people anymore. So,
that's right. The jobs are not coming back.
So,
and so we have to reinvent. We have to diversify. You're going to see so many people that will be starting home businesses out of their kitchen, their basement, and their garage. They will be reinventing themselves because they have to. These jobs are not coming back.
No, I don't think they are. And but you're saying that people will be able to do that. They'll reinvent themselves.
Yes, they will. And I feel opportunities out there. I
Sony
mean, I don't
has started.
I just don't want to stay on the down. I want to see that there are opportunities out there for people. And if they tap into their sixth sense, if they tap into their psychic abilities, they're going to get some insight and some answers. You know, cash is still king. And so let's just talk about housing. There are more people out there that need to rent now than ever because they have lost homes. And so there is an investment opportunity, and cash is king.
Oh, yes.
You can get out there and buy pennies on the dollar, and you can have investment and cash flow from rental properties.
Yes, and all that cash is sitting on the sidelines right now, still scared. That's why it hasn't begun to happen. You would think people would be jumping on these incredibly inexpensive homes to buy, but...
But the loans aren't coming through from the bank, but creative financing is now taking hold.
There is that. But even the people with the cash are afraid to make the move because they're not sure it's the bottom yet. So you're saying 2012...
Another year, year and a half, they have excellent opportunities at a buyer's market. Excellent opportunities for the next.
So, if you had a lot of money, cash sitting on the sidelines, would you begin to buy homes now?
Yes, I would. Or slowly, very slowly, and I would make an extremely good deals. Yes, there are excellent opportunities out there, not just in home real estate, but in commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no, it's true. I know it's true. So it's going to get better. In your opinion, the
late
economy anyway.
Spring of 2012. Between now and then, you've got to tighten your belt. You've got to hold on. They're not going to call this a double dip recession because, according to the official statement, the recession ended June of 2009.
Yeah.
And so they will have to call this maybe another recession. But I feel that we've got another punch coming. That's why I'm saying not until late spring of 2012 will there be breathing room where Main Street starts to feel confident again. But between now and then, you're going to have to tighten your belt. And also, there will be, though, opportunities in construction and in health care. All your commodities will do well. I had been touting since I've been on since 98, gold and silver and palladium. Thank you. Thank you. I've made a lot of people money. People listened. And now look at gold. It's pushing 1,300.
I know.
And I feel that it will definitely keep going up. And that's not because of just the economy, but because of fear. And do you know that there is a movement out there that even wants to get our currency to be not only devalued, but not to be the currency of the world?
I know.
And that bothers me, too. It's like, again, this underhandedness going on.
Well, we have borrowed so much to stimulate I don't know how we're going to pay it back. I have no idea. And that's going to affect the dollar. You're absolutely right. Can you feel where the dollar is headed?
I feel that we are in trouble with the dollar. That's why there's this mass exit. I feel that there will be something that will come in to try to prop it up and stabilize it, but for how long, I don't know. That's why I still like the commodities. I still like gold and silver and palladium, because I still feel that I feel that silver is so undervalued. That's the poor man's gold. It always has been.
Mm-hmm.
And so very definitely I would tell people to put more than 10 or 15%.